Okay, so I don't have a whole lot of time, but Venus is in Aries at 7 degrees. So, like, don't you just love trailblazing, right? Damn, I didn't think that was the fucking... Oh, I understand what's going on. Sorry, I'm distracted by reality over here. My real reality. Not the show. I got pulled away from the show. How does she make it look so easy? Anyways, so here we go. Here's what I came to do. Because I was asked, who are the fucking 12 signs? Who are my 12 signs? Well, for Aries, and I'm sorry, like, right now, if you have a problem with your name being named, like, I guess I can move you, or not use you as an example, but, like, I'm going to need name names. I have to name names. Because I was told I didn't have them. I don't have a fucking... And there's a couple cases where there's not one, okay? So here we go. Aries is Joy Co. Taurus would be my ex-co-host, Diana Rivers, Princess Di. Gemini would be Kimberly Hines. And Cancer, I have a vacancy. Because, like, the first Cancer that I had was... she faded off into alcoholism and, like, just forgot I was important, so... Fucker, really, right? And then the other Cancer that I have or had, like, became a complete disappointment and also became an alcoholic. So, like, I'm not so fuck you to that one because I'm actually related to her. She's my sister, but, like, she ain't my Cancer anymore because, like, what can I do with an alcoholic? Nothing. Just be sad and pray that they get better, I guess. That's about it. So, anyways, I'm going to put another Gemini in the Cancer spot for now. So I'll just say Heather Isaacs can be in that spot as our honorary Cancer. And then, let's see. What fucking sign comes after Cancer? Leo, Lyndon Shack, Sherry Carlson. I can't pick, okay? The Leo spot has to be filled by two people just because I cannot pick between those two. Because Sherry's actually my favorite, but he's my brother. And he's like the Leo I've been studying my whole life. Like, he's who I measure Leo energy based on. Okay, so we got Leo. Virgo. There's a... I'll put Sherry Carlson in the Virgo seat for now. There's a couple people, but I don't have them, like... in my orbit at the moment. Like, yes, I talked to a couple Virgos. There's two Virgos I talk to pretty regularly, but I don't have, like, we don't talk about this show. We don't talk about my podcast. So yeah, Sherry Carlson can get the Virgo seat for now. Libra. Oh, Shawnee. Shawnee's my Libra. Who comes after Libra? This is where it's tough for me to, like, fucking keep up, like, because I'm like 7, Libra, 8, Scorpio, that would be Jen Smith, Sagittarius. No, that's Shawnee. Shawnee's the Sagittarius. What the fuck? Who am I missing with Libra then? Ooh. Who can I put in the Libra seat? Do I know any other? Like, I thought Shawnee was, you know what? I guess I'll put Heather Weam there because I don't know what she is. She could be a Libra, but she could sit there. Let's see. So we did Scorpio. We did Sagittarius. We're at Capricorn. Capricorn is Jack LaPlante. 11, Aquarius would be, like, the kids, okay? Our kids, the Gemini's kid. Like, my kid, who's an Aquarius, and my best friend's daughter, who's Aquarius. Those are the Aquarius. They can sit in the Aquarius seats. Okay, so that's 11, 12, we got Pisces. Oh, Pisces would be Dennis Cook, that's my big brother, okay? So, there's that, and here I am. I have to get ready to go, because tonight's a big night. The kid's graduating. So, I gotta get my hair straightened. I gotta straighten my hair so it looks hot, and... Maybe I could do this year's version of, like, the Anna Delvey picture that I copied when I saw her. And I was like, oh, I can look like that. I just gotta straighten my hair. And then this year's version will have, like, gray hair. Because I have gray hair now. What is this? Somebody invited the kid to a graduation party, because that's what that envelope feels like. So how do I make it look so, like, why do people like me? Some people are very angry. I'm hearing the word on the street. The word on the street is that some people are very angry with me because I make it look easy to do this, despite the fact that I have a lazy eye and crooked teeth. Some people are like salty, like, who does she think she is doing a fucking podcast? Well, I'm, you know, a human being. I have the right to take up space. You can ask Howie Mandel. You can blame Howie Mandel for it, actually. If you want to go a step further, you can blame Howie Mandel. My husband does. My husband hates that Howie Mandel lit a fire under my ass one day when he said, everybody has the right to take up space. He said that shit and I took it personally. But anyways, I am not in the fucking courtroom with Diddy and them right now. I really totally wish I was, but I'm going to tell you what. Since Venus is in Aries and we're supposed to love the trailblazer energy, like, I'm going to be the first to tell you. Maybe I'm not the first to tell you, but I'll be the first person to tell you on this show that, like, Cassie and him went out to some fucking crew on a cruise ship at some point. This is what she said this in court. And he got pissed. He, like, apparently some drugs went missing during the cruise that they went on together. And he got, like, paranoid and suspected her of taking his drugs. So he pulls the fucking cruise over, like, at the first stop, like, just a random-ass stop. He's like, we're stopping, bitch, get out, you took my fucking drugs, right? So what does she do? She goes and gets a hotel, stays at this hotel, and then goes to leave or whatever. She goes to get a commercial flight and go home. Well, the diddler shows up because she can't leave without him or whatever. So, like, I guess he showed up, got on the plane with her. She, like, tries to move. She asked somebody else, like, can I switch seats with you? Because I don't want to sit here. Like, she didn't, I don't know how it went. You know, I'm just like, this is all speculation on my part. But basically, what fucking happened was, she was like, I'm moving, I'm switching seats because I don't want to sit next to the diddler. I'm done with his bullshit. He thought I stole his drugs. Like, I didn't. I'm going home now. This is some fuck shit. Anyway, she moves her seat. He fucking moves his seat. So now he's right next to her again. This time he pulls out his laptop and he pulls out a video of Cassie at the freak-off parties in front of a bunch of fucking other people on the flight. So she's like right away like, oh, like scared, you know, like, I don't know what's on these tapes, but they are allowing them in court. So the fact that I can't be on this jury is making my stomach seize up, okay? Oh, I wish I could. Like, that's the only thing I really want for at the moment. I don't want for anything. I want for nothing. I am abundant in, like, all areas. But the Diddy trial, but getting a fucking front row seat to the Diddy trial. So I just have to keep my eyes on Jaguar Wright because if anybody has the true fucking dirt, that's who I trust. I trust her the most. Have a good day. Think good thoughts. Don't bully anybody. Love you, cute people.